Yom Dvar Halacha, Tuesday night before Pesach.
Okay, when it comes to using drinking water on Pesach, so I think by now everyone in Eretz Yisrael knows that, there are machmirim and there are makilim, and there's reasons to be machmir, because as we know, chametz b'pesach is b'mashehu, and there's usually a mashehu in the sources of the drinking water. So some cities get a different source of drinking water. I think Beit Shemesh is among them. And there's no chashash that there are breadcrumbs in there, but if the water comes in the Kinneret, there is a chashash. There are those that are mekil, because this is not chametz that you would be oiv bal yura bal yimotzei on. It's hefker, it's thrown into the yam. And the chametz b'pesach b'mashu was talking about the chametz of Yisrael. There are tzadim l'kan u'l'kan. If you want to, so there are people that drink, that buy water. Or I think the Iriyan, Beit Shemesh, and Yerushalayim get their water from a different source for Pesach. If you can have some sort of misnenes strainer on the water, then I don't know if you have to in Beit Shemesh. I think they get their water from a different place. But if not, so I think an appropriate compromise position between the machmirim and the mekilim would be to get a misnenes and at least filter out whatever be'en might be there, and be soimich on the mekilim for if there's kovosh kemavushal and the nois and tam that might be there. Okay.